Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord, on this glorious day in the kingdom. So the beach was great, just to say that. The wind was really bad the first 3 days, but it didn't stop us from lounging out under the umbrellas with books and other things. So a good time was had by all. There's something about the ocean that's so mighty that it's impossible for me personally to deny the existence of God and the glory of this creation when I stand in front of it. So as I speak, the words that I'm about to speak, I will use the words God and Jesus kind of alternately and interchangeably because they are inseparable. There's a lot of harshness in this passage that we read today. There's the disciples wanting to send fire over the Samaritans, and the Samaritans didn't receive him, and Jesus rebuked and let the dead bury the dead. And no one who puts a hand to the plow looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. A lot of things to consider for me. And considering the fact that Jesus was indeed homeless can offer a new perspective for us. It offered a new perspective for me when I read it this time. I'd never really considered that Jesus was homeless. The fact that Jesus was homeless can help us to understand some of the back and forth, the hesitancy, the passing of people who say, I'll follow you, come here with me. And Jesus knows that they're empty invitations. But even in his state of homelessness, he is still loving and teaching and caring and, yes, even rebuking. Sometimes as Christians, we tend to develop the conception that Jesus is the personification of love. And love through his teaching, and love through performing miracles. And this is a correct understanding of who Jesus was, but it's incomplete. In this incompleteness, we block out the part of who Jesus was as fully human. We all know there are times when Jesus is short-tempered, frustrated, or seemingly judgmental. Fully human. It makes sense that sometimes in our lives, Jesus has to set us straight. We can recognize that it's only possible to hear this from Jesus when we understand what it means to be a child of God. Every good parent sometimes has to redirect their child, to rebuke their child in an act of love. Sometimes we ignore the teachings that are given to us instead of listening and searching for the good in the teaching that seems so bad or so tragic. And we get mad. It's easy to declare that God is love, but not so easy to accept that part of God's love in action is to correct and maybe even rebuke us. And instead of doing more self-study and wondering what it is that's not quite going right in our relationship with God, that these things are like in there bothering us or getting our attention, if you will, instead of spending more time with Jesus, spending more time listening, we turn away and wonder how it is that God has forsaken us. We try to hide, like Adam did, to avoid being punished by God. And sometimes we even try to rationalize our incorrect behavior and put it back on God and question God's sovereignty. if there is a God of love, how can God allow all the suffering in the world? We ask. When we do this, we put a barrier, we distance ourselves from the loving truth of the loving nature of God. And become disenchanted or even angry with God, which is okay. It's okay if our anger helps us rather than hurts us. Anger is an opportunity to go to God, an opportunity to inspect and to consider what it is that's going on in our lives that's not sitting right with God. I wonder what those disciples thought when Jesus rebuked them. They're headed for Jerusalem. It's coming up on the end of his ministry. And they've sent ahead to this town to welcome Jesus on his journey, and they shut him out. And the disciples are like, okay, we'll get him. And Jesus is like, no, no. That's not what this is about. It's not what I'm about. Our reading in Galatians offers us tools to stay on the right path and be in harmony with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It says, live by the flesh, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. I find it interesting that there's almost twice as many negative, sinful things listed than there are fruits of the Spirit. But that's something I'm going to work on. That really struck me this time. But we know that the fruit, and notice this too, because this is important. The fruit, it says the fruit, it doesn't say the fruits of the Spirit, is the fruit. All of this together is the offering of luscious righteousness. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you think about those concepts, those words, it's an incredible balancing of how it is that we need to be in relationship with our Lord and with ourselves. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit, the reading says. We can't just claim to be Jesus' disciples. We can't say, oh, I do good, I offer here, I love there, I do this, I do that. We can talk about it until the days fly away and how fast the days pass. As disciples, we have to live and be guided by the Spirit. When we think we're prepared to do something for God, we need to check it out. We need to be guided by the Spirit. Is this something that's going to benefit me? Is this for my own aggrandizement? Or is this truly something for Jesus to make the world a better place? Being guided by the Spirit takes time. It takes a good relationship with God to listen. Every week, we pray the prayer of St. Francis. And it puts this whole, everything that I've been saying so perfectly into this simple prayer, by this simple prayer. Make us instruments of your peace. Let us do this. If we want this, then we want to give this. It's always putting what it is that's good of the Lord before what it is that's good for us. And I guarantee you, in doing that, you will find great goodness, great joy, and all the fruit of the Spirit that you need and want to walk, to live, and to be guided by the Spirit. Amen.